Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 300. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Obviously, not just any fresh new episode, but episode 300. That's really insane. 300 episodes of the podcast with just a random guy sharing his random thoughts and feelings and mindsets. It's really cool. I mean, it is a milestone. 300 is a pretty crazy number. But also, like, I would say it's not a milestone because I plan on doing this for a long time. So check in with me when we hit 400, 500 and beyond. But obviously, I would be remiss if I didn't at least comment on the fact that this is episode 300. And I could not be more thankful to have the privilege of doing this every week, to have your support, to have you listen, to have you show me just so much love. Seriously though, like, if it wasn't for you and all your shares and reviews and DMs and folks picking up my journals, I probably wouldn't have kept going with this, frankly. As much as I'd like to say I would, it really is your support that drives me to do the podcast. For real. Like, I really mean that. Like, I do the podcast because it helps me. Certainly. I always say that this is my therapy. This is how I practice mindfulness. But more so, like, I do it. I started it. I continue to do it because it reminds us, reminds me, reminds you that we're never alone in whatever we're going through, in whatever issue or insecurity we're wrestling with. That is why I do this, and that's why we're here today with episode 300. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening, for supporting me, for being vocal about supporting me, following me on Instagram, DMing me, liking, commenting on all the selfies, the coffee cup quotes, and of course, the podcast. But today I was thinking about, like, what could I do for episode 300 for a landmark episode? Should I do something like my most popular episode recap, or like doing a Q&A or answering some questions or something like that? And I didn't do any of that. What I ended up deciding to do was I wanted to kind of sum up what I've learned over the past 3 years, 299 episodes. But obviously, that's a lot. It's a lot of feelings. It's a lot of stories. It's a lot of caseisms. It's a lot of talking about gym selfies and Chipotle and house music and dance moves and things like that. But I got to thinking that, you know, when it comes to mindfulness, because that's what this is, it's not a dating podcast. I talk a lot about dating, but it's not a dating podcast. This is a mindfulness podcast. And all mindfulness is self-awareness. So I was thinking about, when it comes to self-awareness, what have I learned that can help you with this practice? That's the practice of knowing who the heck you are, what you bring to the table, knowing that you deserve a lot more in your life than you probably give yourself credit for. How can I help with that? What have I learned over 3 years that can help you with that? Well, I thought about it. I sat down, thought long and hard, and it's in the title. It's this idea of your alter ego. Your alter ego. I think we all have an alter ego in some way. You might be familiar with what I'd say is your, like, drunk alter ego, right? That's the side of you that comes out when you're out with friends and you're overserved. That's the person who's the life of the party, who has no fear, who will go to the front of the line, who will walk up and start a conversation with anyone, who will book that random one-way flight, whatever. That's your kind of your drunk alter ego, right? And I was thinking about this because the other night I was out with my friends boys' night out in River North here in Chicago. And we did like dinner, and then we decided to, you know, the boys just wanted to go out dancing. So we went out dancing, and we went to this bar, and we're just kind of just being goofy, hanging out. And this girl comes out of like nowhere, and she makes a beeline straight for me, like right up to me. And she literally just goes, "Hi, will you buy me a drink?" And we obviously thought it was hilarious, just how direct and to the point she was. Like, and we obviously then proceeded to give her a really, really hard time about it. but it was honestly really impressive. Like, I don't think that should be your goal in life, right? To get guys or anyone to buy you a drink. But you kind of got to respect that. You can't knock that. You can't knock her direct, no BS, probably drunk alter ego. So I thought that was really funny, and it kind of, you know, gave me this idea for this alter ego concept. But so that's one version of an alter ego that you might have experienced. But you know, that's an alter ego that, you know, is when you're drunk. There's other alter egos, right? There's the alter ego you probably have when you're out with just with friends, not drinking or anything like that. That's the side of you that's just really, really comfortable when you're around certain people. That's your crew, where you feel at home, where you give yourself the freedom to be the goofiest, most carefree, confident, fun version of yourself. I'm sure you have those moments with your friends. You live your alter ego. That's the best version of who you are and who you want to be. That's embracing your alter ego. Or maybe you've just had random moments of embracing your alter ego as well, where you finally broke off that situationship you had with that person, where you finally stood up for yourself, or, you know, you stood up to someone who always talked down to you, or whatever. Just like one or two moments where you summoned all of your confidence and courage and self-worth, and you did what was right for you. That's you stepping into your alter ego. That's the version of you that you tend to ignore a lot of the time. But I was thinking about this the other day, and I was actually listening to a song called Alter Ego by DJ Duke Dumont, house banger, great song. I was jamming out to it in my apartment. I don't know what I was doing, just probably no pants, all vibes, just jamming out to it. And I was like, man, like, what is my alter ego? Because everyone has one, a good alter ego, a positive alter ego. Right? That's the version of you that you kind of fantasize about. That's the version of you that you picture in your head doing all the cool shit you want in your life. It's the impulse you feel to just dance spontaneously. It's the urge you feel to go up to random people and introduce yourself. It's the inclination you feel to ask your boss for a raise, to apply to that dream job, to post that selfie, whatever, right? We all have this version of ourselves in our head. And that's our alter ego. Alter ego. It's Latin. It literally means other self. Other self. And so we have a vision of this other self inside of us at all times. I really think we do. And it's the freest version of who we are. It's the most carefree, the goofiest, the hardest working, the most outgoing, most ambitious, most enthusiastic version of who we are. And it exists in all of us. And so I was thinking about this, listening to this song, and I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I've learned over the past 299 episodes. I've learned about the power of this other self. Because frankly, I've learned that the measure of our life, the measure of how happy and fulfilled we are and can be, it's how we lessen the gap between who we are today and the self that is within our other self, the alter ego. I really think that's our purpose in life, to grow from where we are, to embrace all of the inclinations and ambitions of our other self. Because it's within that other self, our alter ego, that is the vision of what we really want to do, what we really want to say, how we really want to dress. It's where we store up kind of our worth and our potential. Right? We keep it there under lock and key, but because we're human, in pursuit of comfort in life, in pursuit of not rocking the boat, in pursuit of not ostracizing ourselves or seeming overly weird or whatever, we've taken all of our quote crazy thoughts and all of our weird quirks, all of our overly ambitious goals, and we've let them just live with our alter ego. But we know it's still there. And sometimes on occasion, whether we're with friends or we're drunk or in a random moment of confidence, we tap into it. But it's always there. It is. Your other self, your alter ego, is always there. You feel it from time to time, right? It's that little voice that says you should do something. You should do that uncomfortable thing. It's the little voice that says, yeah, you should, you know, tell that joke. You should do that dance move. You should, you know, DM that person, email that person. You should book that ticket, whatever. We all have this voice, but we're so quick to silence it in favor of comfort. But if there's anything I've learned in the past 3 years, 299 episodes, it's just how rewarding it is when we finally embrace that alter ego. That's when we allow ourselves to be true to that person, the truest version of ourselves, our other self. And, you know, I really do think that that is the person who we're meant to be, who we're meant to step into. And that's within reason, of course. I'm not, you know, talking about that alter ego that wants you to go nuts, that wants you to go on a, you know, crazy bender, max out your credit cards, change your name and move to Mexico type vibe. I'm simply talking about that other self that you know exists within you, where you keep all of your crazy ambitions, your truly weird and goofy self, your passions, everything, your alter ego. And I just wanted to take this episode to encourage you to take a step back and ask yourself, what is my alter ego? Who is my alter ego? Who is that person? What would that person do if you stopped, you know, being hesitant about stepping into those attributes? What would that person do if you just stepped into them? What would they say? How would they dress? How would they act? Everything like that. I think asking yourself that can be so rewarding. And I know it sounds cliche, right? I'm basically saying step into the truest version of yourself, right? But I think when you put it into terms of your alter ego, that's that little voice that tells you to do the things you want to do, but you very rarely act on them because it's uncomfortable, because you're nervous, all those different things. But I think, you know, I think about your life and I think about the distance between who you are now and who you want to be. And I think that the distance between the two is that alter ego. It's your other self. And I think if you can chip away at that distance, you're going to witness some, frankly, life-changing things about yourself. Truly life-changing things about who you are and what you're capable of when you decide to step into that alter ego. When you start doing all the things, you know, you used to think would push people away, when you actually live those high standards that you hear about, right? The high standards you read about on Instagram, but you're worrying that they'll limit your options if you're dating, for instance. When, you know, you start leaning into your passion, whether that's art or music or whatever, instead of worrying that people will think it, you're weird for having, you know, for not being into fantasy football, playing golf on the weekend or whatever. Right? It's when you start just being your weird ass self instead of worrying that you'll lose your friends in the process, right? I'm such a big proponent of just leaning into your alter ego. Because when you do, you realize something really, really powerful. It's that when you step into that person and you do it with, you know, power and confidence, you're going to realize that anyone who does not see you, anyone who does not choose that version of you, who doesn't care about you, who rejects you, they cannot possibly be for you. It becomes very binary and there's nothing to overthink, because when you embrace your other self, you move with more grace, because you realize that for each person who doesn't see you, who doesn't recognize you, when you are being your truest self, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because it's okay. It's okay. Each no, each weird look, each time someone chooses to overlook you, you're equipped with grace to turn the page and move on, because you've done something that frankly so many people refuse to do, and that's to actually be who you're meant to be and do all the things you're meant to do. Everyone has this voice and everyone ignores that voice, but when you step into it, you're embracing your other self, and that means you call your freaking shot in life. It means you stop watering yourself down to make everyone else feel comfortable. It means you try new things. You're no longer afraid to be a beginner at something, no matter how old you might be. It means you have a renewed sense of self-worth, that it doesn't matter if you're single or not, whatever your relationship title is. Your worth is always amplified by your past, not diminished by it. You realize that. It also means you no longer have relationship problems with people you're not in a relationship with. Right? It means you date people on your level. No waiting for people to get there. You look for people who are already there because your other self deserves that. And you do all these things because that's what you've been dying to do for so long, frankly. And I just wanted to do this episode not to, you know, encourage you to go out and get bangs and start wearing all kinds of loud, obnoxious pieces of clothes, but unless you want to, that's cool. But rather just to help you realize that I really think there is a place in our hearts, in our souls, wherever you want to think it is, where we've kind of parked a lot of the things we've been meaning to do and say and be. There is a place inside of us where we push back our thoughts, where we push back against our ambitious quirks and standards and everything. And that is your alter ego. That's where we push all those things. Every time we've said no to that little voice, they're still around. They're just parked in that alter ego. And I've just realized how freeing it is to take a step back and ask yourself, if I were to no longer do that, if I were to no longer push back on those inclinations, on those quote crazy thoughts, if I were to actually speak my mind and do the things that were uniquely me, what would that look like? What would it look like to embrace being your other self? Not just when you're drunk with the crew, not just when you're with your goofy friends, but like 24/7. What would it look like? And for me, like I would never say I'm like the loudest life of the party kind of guy, but I've really embraced this over the past 3 years. And I can tell you that it's one of the most freeing things I've ever done, truthfully. And it doesn't require much, right? It doesn't require a totally new lifestyle or new clothes or moving to a new city or anything like that. It just requires you to listen to yourself, to listen to your other self, what that other self has been wanting you to do, but you've always pushed it away. It's doing what your alter ego wants you to do. It's what your other self wants you to do. It's what your other self wants you to do on that first date. It's how your other self would stand up for itself at work. It's how your other self would be spontaneous and passionate and weird. It's how your other self would post that selfie, would start that business, would DM that person. It's how that other self would stop talking to their ex, stop tolerating fuckboys, stop accepting less, and so on and so on. It's listening to that voice that says you deserve more, that you should set yourself free and step into that version of yourself. It's that voice that says you're a peacock and you've got to let yourself fly, that you were dropped in a box of glitter when you were a baby and you're just going to keep on shining, that you're just going to keep on getting weirder and hotter and smarter and no one's going to stop you, right? That is your alter ego. And I hope you step into it in some way. And, you know, I chose episode 300 to talk about this because it took me a long time to realize that it really, really is never too late to start doing the things that you've known for a while that you should do. It's never too late to start listening to yourself and being your other self. Yeah, you might have let some opportunities pass in the past. You might have chosen comfort over weirdness in the past. You might have tolerated less than you deserve in the past. But to my point, your alter ego has been storing up all of those thoughts, all that ambition, all that drive, all that goofiness, and has held on to it. And now it's just time to tap into it. I really believe this. Now is the time to step into your other self and do it, because you're going to love what you see. You're going to love how you feel and how you act, because that is how you're meant to be. And it's like I always say, doing this does something phenomenal mindset-wise for you. It turns the question marks that so many of us have in our eyes when we're walking around and dating and working and all those things, and it turns them into exclamation marks. Just centeredness, confidence that you're choosing the truest version of yourself. And I don't know about you, but like, doesn't it just feel, it feels good to walk around knowing who you are, knowing what you stand for. Like, I think that is the goal in life. It should always be. So that's just what I wanted to do in this episode. That's really it. Just something to think about. What does your alter ego, what does your other self look like? Think about who that person is and then listen to it. When you get an inclination to do something, say something, wear something, post something, date a certain way, just do it. You do it because you know how rewarding it is to be your truest version of you, your other self. So that's it. I'll just end it right there. Thank you so much for listening to me. Just a guy here in Chicago talking about alter egos, talking about mindfulness. But thank you so much for sharing as well. It means the world to me when you share the podcast with a friend. So thank you for doing that. And of course, as always, thank you so, so much for visiting newmindsethudits.com, picking up a journal. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening, for supporting. And here's to many more episodes to come. And I'm out.